AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. is providing new military aid to Ukraine. President Biden.
Advanced drones, laser-guided rocket systems. Yesterday, I signed another package to send more Javelin missiles, those shoulder-mounted missiles that can take out tanks and armored vehicles.
Russia is also being hit with more sanctions.
The president says the atrocities in Bucha and elsewhere are on full display.
There's nothing less happening than major war crimes. Responsible nations have to come together to hold these perpetrators accountable.
The new sanctions block two key Russian banks, the latest steps in what the president describes as a campaign to isolate Moscow's economy.
We're going to stifle Russia's ability and its economy to grow for years to come.
The U.S. is also making it personal with sanctions on Putin's two adult daughters, along with the wife and kids of his foreign minister, cutting them off from America's financial system. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Minnesota State Attorney General Keith Ellison and Hennepin County Prosecutor Michael Freeman declined to bring charges against Minneapolis SWAT team officer Mark Hanneman, who shot and killed 22-year-old Amir Locke, a black man, in an apartment during a no-knock raid February 2nd.
The Hennepin County Attorney's Office, the Minnesota Attorney General's Office, and an independent expert, each separately and independently, have arrived at the conclusion the charges cannot be brought in this case.
Hanneman's body cam video showed Locke holding a gun before he was shot. Locke's mother, Karen Wells, had this to say about Hanneman.
Every time you take a step, we're going to be right behind you. This is not over. You may have been found not guilty, but in the eyes of me, being the mother who I am, you are guilty.
Ellison and Freeman, whose offices reviewed the case, said Locke might never have been shot if not for the no-knock warrant. This is AP News. Police investigators say at least five gunmen were involved in last Sunday morning's Sacramento shooting. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
Sacramento, California police say the shooting in which six people were killed and 12 were wounded outside bars near the state capitol last weekend was a gunfight involving at least five shooters from rival gangs. Police say they have identified at least five gunmen, but there may have been more. Two suspects, brothers wounded by gunfire, have been arrested in connection with the shooting. So far, they only face firearms charges. Over 100 gunshots were fired early Sunday as bars were emptying out. Authorities say witnesses sent in nearly 200 videos, photos, and other tips that are aiding the investigation. I'm Mike Gracia.
After 3 days of deliberations, still no verdict in the federal trial of four men accused of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The jurors will return to the Grand Rapids Federal Courthouse tomorrow. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.